This might be a short message today, but that's okay. Doesn't matter how long it is, because I just got something to tell you. I realized today that I only have enough resources to get through today. Now, I'm not talking about money right now. This has nothing to do with money. This has to do with emotional resources. It has to do with the mind, the body, the soul, and what little spirit we have. We have the spirit in measure to get through the final days of Millennium 6, which are exceedingly wicked. And I realized that I can't expect myself to produce any more emotional capital or physical capital than God gives me for the day. And here's God's habit. God has a habit, and it's this, is that He only gives you what you need for the day. This is one of the big, fat, hairy, glorious, predictable ruts God is in. And we found this out when Israel was in the wilderness. And make no mistake, we're in a wilderness right now. This is not the era when knowledge covers the earth. No. That's going to be in the millennium. This is the era where ignorance covers the earth and gross darkness the peoples. We are in an era that hates God. We're on the same planet that crucified Jesus Christ. We're living in the same eon that crucified Jesus Christ. And the technology, just the electromagnetic waves coming through the air, you know, right now you're being bombarded by AM frequency, FM frequency. People have always been bombarded by solar frequencies, by the sun, by those rays. But we have so many different rays now. The electromagnetic spectrum that are coming at us from cell phone towers. And I mean, we're just getting hammered. We don't even know it. You can try to find peace. I really hope you do. I hope you find peace in this world. I hope there's some place quiet you can go where you can sit down and you can think. Because people don't think anymore because they're always on their goddamn cell phones. So, if you can find a place to sit down under a tree without your cell phone, that'd be great. But even then, you're being bombarded by deadly rays from cell phone towers, from microwave towers, from radio stations, from God knows where. God does nowhere. And this is our stress. Other eras had other stresses. And the principle is the same, is that God will only give you the amount of resources you need to get through today. And Israel in the wilderness is a perfect example. He gave them enough food to get by. He told them to go out in the morning in the wilderness, and that's where we are. Go out in the morning, and you're going to find your sustenance for the day. It's going to be in the form of this miraculous food that's going to be on the ground. I want you to pick it up. All you just pick up enough for one day. That's it. And if any smart Alex, if any wise guys tried to pick up more, then it went rotten. It spoiled. And they were to pick up a double portion the day before the Sabbath because that was to sustain them during the Sabbath day when they weren't to work. And any smart guy who tried to pick up more, I'm going to be really energetic. I'm going to pick up more. It doesn't work. It's spoiled. And if you attempt to drum up more within yourself to deal with the almost unbearable pressures of this eon in this world, you're not going to do it. You're going to fail. You're going to go into emotional debt. God will make sure you go into emotional debt if you try to gather more than you need for today. Because I'm telling you, you're thin. You're thin getting through today even. Just today, you're thin. You're thin. I hate to tell you that. But you're thin. And I'm thin. And we're all thin. And we just have enough. God does not paint a rosy horizon. God does not throw out a yellow brick road for us. No, He doesn't. The future, yes, but not now, not now. But He lavishes His grace on us richly for today. for today. And I was just talking to Juliana. She's concerned about her dad because he's back in Lima, Peru right now. And she's trying to find him a place to stay. The guy's 91 years old. And I just this dawned on me as I went into the house. And I told her about Israel gathering the manna. And I said, look, I said, I know you're concerned about your dad, and I'm concerned about many things also, but look, we can't extend ourselves beyond what God gives us today to deal with these things. And if you go into tomorrow, and if you start worrying about tomorrow, you're going into emotional debt, and you can't say, God did it. I mean, ultimately, yes, I know God did it. I know. That's the absolute viewpoint. But God's given you enough capital to get you through today. Jesus Christ said, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. It's sufficient. There's enough evil today to last you. Don't worry. You're not going to run out. You're not going to run out of evil, okay? You're not going to run out of evil today. So just, and you have, by the grace of God, by some marvelous miracle, you have enough within you, whatever it is that makes you, you, whatever spirit of God you have enough to handle that evil today. But if you project into the future, you're done for. If you project what could happen tomorrow, what might happen tomorrow, you're going into debt. You're going into debt. And that will produce fear. It will produce weakness. Your body will break down. Your mind will break down. And your spirit will be like poked. It will be compromised. Well, you can't compromise the spirit. Let's just say it'll be vexed on all sides. The spirit will be like a filly trying to jump into over a barbed wire fence. It will be pricked. Don't do it. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Thereof. So it's a great lesson that Jesus Christ gives us. And he had to live by the same principle when he was on the earth. The same principle applied to him. He was vexed every day, and he went to his father and prayed about these things. And his father gave him enough sustenance for the day. That's enough miracle. I'll never forget the story of the Dutch concentration camp survivor, Corrie ten Boom. And she was worried about the future. The Nazis were like taking over Holland and things like that. And her father said to her, Corrie, when we get on the train to go to Amsterdam, when do I give you the ticket? She said, well, you give me the ticket right before I get on the train. Her father said, it's exactly right, Corrie. God will not give you the ticket until it's time to get on the train. You can have nightmares about the train, where it's going to take you. You can worry about it. You can fret. But you're living in a phantasmagorical world. It's not a real world. People actually die in their sleep. Did you know that? They die in their sleep, in their dreams. They die dreaming about horrifying stuff. And it's not even real. So in the relative sense, relatively now, I'm speaking relatively, God will not protect you from your nightmarish imagination. Many of you have nightmarish imaginations. Oh my God, the most worst things in the world are going to happen to your kids, to your parents, to you, to your business, to your marriage. The worst thing in the world is going to happen. And you imagine that. And you're going ahead of God. God's not there protecting you. He's not going to get you. You don't have a ticket. You don't have a ticket for that train because that train doesn't exist. It's not even in the station. It's not heading to the station. You worry about things that aren't even going to happen. Yeah, you worry about things that aren't even going to happen. So it's enough to be concerned about things that do happen as they happen. And that's how we're to deal with things. We're to deal with things as they happen. And that's enough. That's what I'm telling you. That's enough. And God in his wisdom, and he has a record on this, this is how he operates. He's in a big, fat, hairy, glorious, predictable rut. He's only going to give you enough resources, emotional resources, to deal with what he's throwing at you today. Curveball, sinker, fastball, knuckleball. Ooh, knuckleball. Do you like the knuckleball? How do you like the knuckleball? All right, well, you might swing at it. You might not, but you're going to get by today. You are going to get by today because that's the beauty. That's the miracle of God. He gets you by today. The sparrows don't even think about it. The lilies of the field, they don't even think about it. God takes care of them every day. So why should you think about it? That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, God takes care of the sparrows. Aren't you of more value than a sparrow or a lily? Yeah, you are. And God's going to make sure that you get through today.